Hello, this is John Chiganoff, and I'm going to read an In Memoriam notice by Peter Cox on his father Bill Cox, who was born on the 17th of September 1926 and died on the 5th of June 2020. Born September the 17th, 1926 in Harwell, Oxfordshire, Bill was the youngest of 12 children. His mother died when he was only 9 years old, so he was brought up by his elder sisters. Bill joined the RAF in November 1945, passed his motor transport driving training with exemplary rating, and was posted to 59 MT Company, Singapore. Demobbed in 1948, he returned to Oxfordshire, working at Steventon Depot and subsequently at the Morris Motors Works in Cowley. Bill met his future wife, Ethel, in 1954, and married in January 1960, immediately moving into their new home in Benson. Son Peter was born in December of that year. Bill continued to work at the BMC, British Leyland plant in Cowley, achieving 25 years long service recognition in 1979, later taking redundancy in the early 80s. Soon after, he became head gardener and groundsman at the Springs Hotel, North Stoke, finally retiring in the early 1990s. Bill enjoyed anything fast on wheels, especially Formula One motor racing and motorbikes. He also appeared to be keen on gardening, but never admitted to enjoying it. It was just something that had to be done, and done well. He and Ethel loved travelling. They loved Scotland, and Bill was very proud that he and Ethel have their names on the National Trust for Scotland commemorative ceiling at Culloden. Bill lost Ethel in 2007 when she died following a stroke. Many may remember Ethel from her years serving in the Benson Post Office. Bill continued to live in Benson until November the 4th, 2017, when his home was destroyed by fire. After a week in the JR Hospital, recovering from minor burns and smoke inhalation, and several months in two care homes, he moved into a flat in Wallingford in June 2018, where he created a new lifestyle for himself. Bill died peacefully at home following a sudden downturn in health in his 93rd year. His funeral was attended by a necessarily limited number of family and friends at the South Oxfordshire Crematorium. His ashes will be interred with Ethel's in the Benson Graveyard. And a selection of photographs from Bill's life can be found at www.billcox.uk.